This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Episode 8, Writing Your Story, a Story. In our last episode, I deconstructed a story. In this one, let's put one together. I'll use my story for this podcast as an example. While I've been reciting lists to you that make this all sound easy, it's time for something different. I'm going to tell you a story while writing the story. If you take a blank piece of paper, you probably are going to be staring at that blank paper for a long time. Nothing was happening on mine. So I went back and listed the attributes of a story again. 1. It describes what you're doing and very likely the end game. 2. It has an emotional component to it. 3. It has history and backstory. 4. It touches the nerves of your audience. I tried doing them in that order, though there's no rule that says you should. What am I doing with this? I started with a quote from the movie Groundhog Day. Bill Murray's character Phil had to refute that question to break the curse he was under. So do I. Who I am as a teacher. I can speak to one or hundreds. I want others to succeed. Right now it's at makeapppie.com, teaching how to program iOS devices. I want more. The process of how I got where I am is what I want to teach. I want to teach to get others to be successful, and in that, make a difference in the world and keep changing it. All I came up with was a list of wants. I want to be a public speaker and teacher again and make a living on it. I want to inspire people to be better than I was. I don't want to work in my dead-end job. After this, I got stuck. I stared out a window a lot. I write things down and delete them. Resistance got me. I realized it the second I started reading Resistance's favorite ally, Facebook. When I realized this, I changed tactics and moved to the emotions and came up with another list. I am alive when teaching. I never feel as good as being in front of people. I feel trapped in my current work. I feel joy when I help people. I added a few stories. Fighting to get anything down on paper, I came up with this. Until I graduated college, I was very shy. My first job out of college required me to do classroom training. After learning to train people, I was hooked. I've done training for groups as little as 5 people to national conference sessions of hundreds of people. Nothing feels as good as inspiring others to do their best. I cannot help myself but to teach people. I've had many failures in business. I understand why those happen. I want to teach others what I learned from my mistakes so they can avoid them and become successful. I want to do public speaking gigs again, but to get there, I want to do a podcast to reach them. And then another one. When I was still shy, I took an audio course on self-esteem given by a man named Jack Canfield, who would go on to co-author the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. One story he told is about football great Jim Brown. A bow-legged, sickly-looking kid once came up to him and said, "I'm going to break all your records." The kid was O.J. Simpson, and he did break Brown's records. I want to break Jack Canfield's records. These stories were something, but it left me flat. I talked to a friend of mine about getting stuck here. She made a few observations. When giving story, you need to be excited. Some of the things I was telling her was not registering excitement on my face. She also noticed something else. I was writing as the person I was, not the person I am now. So I tried again. When I sat down to try again, I tried making a story from a vision statement. You are probably familiar with vision statements. They're supposed to be the inspiring story for a corporation that ties the mission and goals together. Usually, they are as inspiring and clear as a muddy rock, and meant to make their author look smart, when instead he looks like a pompous liar. I could write the podcast story this way as a vision statement. Provide a sustainable income through facilitating maximum creative output in the target audience while minimizing the audience's resistance. Reading it makes me laugh how absurd it is. Someone might think this is sounding smart and businesslike, but is written in a language for only the few people who write vision or mission statements. It may be in some sense true, but it will inspire nobody. It pulls at no one's heartstrings. Guess who wrote this? Resistance. Resistance will be very happy to have you write this. It says nothing and makes you think you did a lot. You should feel the emotion. I know I hit the emotion right when I'm either very excited or I'm on the verge of tears. I know emotionally it's the right thing. So I start adding emotion by changing the words. So let's try this. I want to make my living making a difference in the lives of people. I want to teach them how to be creative, independent people just like me. That's better. Just writing in plain language helps. I added creative, independent people just like me. It's getting personal. Change it a bit more. Remove want. We can want lots of things we don't get. I want to be 180 pounds instead of 230, but wanting is not going to do anything. Describe the action as determination. I want the head of Donald Duck is better written as, I'm getting the head of Donald Duck. So I tried this. I'm making a difference in the lives of people. I'm teaching them how to be creative, independent people just like me. Together, we'll beat resistance and become our best selves. This says, I'm doing it now, and to stop would break the story. There's the emotional tension I'm looking for. We've got some emotional pull. You'll notice something about what we've written so far. Your background may be there already. You might have an image in your mind of a story. I have one more story in mind. I was a putz, a doormat for a lot of my life. I was shy and would do anything for anyone to help them validate my existence. As I tried new business opportunities on my own, I learned how not to be the pushover. I looked at this story and the two I already mentioned and changed my story to this. I once was a shy person, unable to express myself to anyone, and everyone took advantage of that. I've been on a story to change. I've become a remarkable, creative, successful person making a difference. I'm teaching you how to be creative, independent people. Together, we'll beat resistance and become our best selves. I found I couldn't fit the Jack Canfield, O.J. Simpson story in there. It didn't feel right. Then reading over what I had just wrote, it still didn't feel right. It's for the same reason. I'm trapped in the past in this story. The shy person is gone. He has no meaning for me to move forward. Similarly, I first heard the story about O.J. Simpson around 1990. A story about O.J. Simpson is marred by the Simpson murder case. Canfield himself is problematic, but in a different way. My target changed. It's an equivalent of O.J. Simpson telling Jim Brown that he's going to break all his records, then spending his career as a hockey player and not a football player. Jim Brown is no longer a comparison. I'm no longer a comparison with Jack Canfield. I hit a dead end. I sat there looking at the screen of my iPad, unable to write. Resistance, hiding in the corners, hit hard with checking some website for the latest news, then Twitter, then staring out the window. I was blank. I tried going to the next stage. Touch the nerves of your audience. I failed. Miserably. I couldn't think of anything. I sat in Starbucks drinking my coffee. I was looking out the window, catching snippets of conversation from other people. But words just didn't make the page. Then I said to myself, okay, Steve, just write whatever you want. I wrote this. The world is a crappy place right now. The social contract is in tatters. I walk and drive the streets of Chicago. I go into stores and read the news. Everywhere I find an either-or world, one where we can only fit into some manufactured slot. I find in the world around me you are either in agreement or the enemy to be destroyed. The world around us wants you to conform, beaten into submission, or be destroyed. The higher power wants more from us than that. We need to be partners in creation, building the new, the different. It wants us to make a positive difference in the world without leaving a larger negative difference in our wake. There are many who believe that in business and life, the internet will help us achieve this due to the breaking of barriers. Sadly, resistance to such a new world has left an ugly, vicious place instead. Large corporations have found ways to use a connected world for their own profit, yet don't make the world a better, more creative place, increasing the world's connectivity. Often, they isolate in order to increase their profits. The connection between people must come from creative individuals, the return of the craftsman, the independent writer, and artist. The digital connection has broken down the filter of editors, producers, and publishers who want the lowest common denominator to sell. We can sell our works and ideas to those who most are touched by them. When we do, we will be the ones who make a difference. I am one of those people, the ones that make a difference. I believe that we are all creative individuals capable of incredible things. I was put on this earth to teach and create. It is who I am. I believe there's a new era of small business where much of the cost of production and distribution have become so insignificant the tyranny of the big production house can fall. This podcast will help you become the successful creative indie. I will teach you how to overcome the true enemies, resistance, failure, and fear. I will show you how to become your best creative self, no matter if you are an artist, musician, author, or app developer. I will show you how to build and create instead of destroy and hate. If we all become our best selves, then we will change the world. Wow. There's the thing about being a creative. You brew over ideas, a lot of them the wrong ones, for a while. You take in form around you, and boom, all of a sudden, it's sitting in front of you. That's my story, with little need for refinement, but there it is. I recently was a visitor at a small business executive meeting. For them, making out the list we had at the beginning and doing those steps probably would have gotten them what they wanted. That is one way of thinking. For creative indies, it's different. We have tools and we play with them in our own unique way. Most business podcasts have that, the 10 steps to make the perfect mission statement, mentality. If that is how their listeners function, that's a good thing. That is how their brain works. Just like this episode, I've already failed at those. If you're a creative person like me, your brain just doesn't work like that. That too is my story. This podcast is not your usual success podcast. It's for a bunch of people who think very differently than your normal businessmen, yet build and create from their different thinking. I've written a long story. When you got 10 seconds to tell somebody what you're doing or keep you from getting on Twitter instead of doing your work, it's way too long. In our next episode, we'll shorten the ways into two different ones, the elevator pitch and the mantra. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.